All right, welcome back to the final segment of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on ESPN Denver 1600. I'm Chad LaChance, and I've spent the last hour and 45 minutes filling in for Mr. Terry Wickstrom while he's traveling in Minnesota. They're doing some fishing. I know I've seen some pictures of walleyes and some pike and a few others that they've caught. I know he's enjoying his trip, and we've had a great time here. But a couple things. I wanted to reserve this last segment for stuff that I feel like is important to me. So we don't have any callers on this one, but one of them is conservation is a big, giant thing for me. And the reason being is if people will conserve resources if they see value in it, and they need to see value in it. And I'm not a believer that just sitting back and watching the outdoors is how you see value. You need to participate in it, and that's why outdoorsmen are the ultimate conservationists, in my opinion, and in terms of everything from hands on the ground to the actual fundraising. And there's a lot of organizations out there that do a fantastic job of putting people together to do that. One of those organizations is Pheasants Forever. It's a organization that I've worked with for a long time, about 15 years. I've been doing their banquets. I've been emceeing their banquets. One of the reasons I like Pheasants Forever specifically as a conservation organization is the overwhelming majority of the funds that are raised locally stay locally. So when we talk about conservation, it could be anything from habitat improvement on land ownership. It could be access. It could be working with Colorado Parks and Wildlife on the walk-in access program. And it also is recruitment. It's bringing kids into the sport. And that takes volunteers, and it takes money, and it takes corporate donations. And all of those things are raised at these fundraising banquets, and they do them around the state. But on September 18th, the South Metro Denver Pheasants Forever banquet, I believe it's their 21st annual, will take place. They're huge events. It's a really fun event all the way around because there'll be something like 500 people there. There's everything from raffles to live auctions to silent auctions to games, all sorts of games that you can do and try to win prizes as well. And most importantly, again, all the proceeds go to the initiatives that Pheasants Forever has in the Colorado area. So it's a wonderful event. I have a great time. Normally I emcee those events, but I'll be out of town this week or that week, September 18th. In this particular case, the CEO of Pheasants Forever is going to be there, Mr. Howard Vincent. I've met him personally. I worked an event with him personally. He's a great guy. A couple of key points about this banquet that's coming up, and yes, they do still have seats, and it is in South Denver at the Lone Tree Plaza. They do have seats available if you want to go to southmetropf.org. That's southmetropf.org if you want to go to this event. But every eligible youth, depending on age, will receive a free BB gun, and that's because of they believe in getting kids involved in the outdoors. So I don't know the exact details on the age on that, but I'd be willing to bet if a 9-year-old and a parent show up, you're probably going to get a BB gun as far as that goes. Also, all first responders will be honored at this event, which seems appropriate considering today's date being the 20th anniversary of September 11th. All first responders will be entered into a free raffle for military, fire, police, paramedic, and they'll have a chance to win a Beretta A300 semi-automatic shotgun just for being a first responder that showed up there. But if you want more details on all of the above, again, southmetropheasantsforever.org, they have a pre-banquet sweepstakes. You can win, I believe it's a Benelli shotgun there, the Montefeltro, the gun of the year. Pretty amazing stuff. They're fun. Dogs available typically. There'll be dogs available for auction there as well, hunting dogs. But they're a really neat deal. But most importantly, the money that they raise goes towards Colorado area for recruiting youth in Colorado or habitat improvement in Colorado. And as I said earlier in the show, pheasant habitat is good habitat for everything that lives out there, whether it be pheasant or quail or rabbits or any of that stuff. Pheasant habitat is good habitat. So look them up, southmetropf.org. And if you're not in a Denver person, you're hearing this from somewhere else, look up your local Pheasants Forever chapter. It would be very important. Those guys do a fantastic job, and we love to support them. With that, the last couple of minutes of the show, I just alluded to small game. Small game is, in my mind, the equivalent of bluegills in the South or brand new stocker trout up here. Small game is how everybody gets involved, or a lot of people get involved with big, with hunting in general. We see all the hunting shows on TV, and they're all shooting 10-point bucks and giant elk and blah, blah, blah. That's fantastic. But you know what tastes really good? Cottontail rabbits. And cottontail rabbits are available all over the state of Colorado, from people that are just barely rural, and I mean barely on the outskirts of town, all the way up to farm country, all the way up to sagebrush country, everywhere in between. Cottontail rabbits have a big season. They reproduce like crazy. They have liberal harvests, and they are absolutely delicious. In Europe, people eat tons of rabbit. In this country, for some reason, we don't. One little tidbit, though. You need to wait until after the first hard freeze. You don't want to be in the woods looking for rabbits right now, or in the field looking for rabbits right now. We need a good hard freeze. After that, they are one of the most delicious things you can eat. It's very much like a white, delicate meat, no different than a chicken breast. And if you treat it the same, you will end up with a delicious harvest. Squirrels, another one. Everyone's like, oh, you must be a redneck. You're eating squirrels. Well, I'll tell you what. If you like dark meat turkey, you'll like squirrels. There's no trick to preparing squirrels. Same thing. You can harvest them with an air rifle, with a regular rifle, with a shotgun. A 22 works fine. There's almost no barriers to entry. You can hunt them in the national forest. You can hunt them in the state wildlife areas on the river bottoms. You might have an uncle that's got 2 acres with some trees, whatever. Squirrels are absolutely delicious. We typically brine them, braise them, shred the meat, and it is absolutely delicious. And if I served it to you, you would think I was serving you dark meat turkey. That's about what it's like. The last one I'll throw out quick is Eurasian doves. They're an invasive species in Colorado. They're perfect for an air rifle. You can call them in using a dove call. They'll come to a call fairly easy. They're not typically bright birds, and they're easy to harvest with an air rifle. They're bigger than a mourning dove. They're more plentiful than a mourning dove, and they are absolutely delicious. Again, that's a local option for you. In all cases, clean and chill them as soon as you can. I use the replaceable blade knives like we were talking about. Work great for small game. Clean them, get them chilled down. Really, really important. And then when you get home, break them down like you would a chicken, and you'll do really good. Last little tidbit, if you're going big game hunting, be prepared for hares, grouse, and squirrels. And also, since I'm a fisherman, brook trout. So, with that, we've wound up this edition of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. I always appreciate the opportunity to come in and guest host. If you want any information about what we're up to, that's at Fishful Thinker on social media, particularly on Facebook and Instagram. Also, our YouTube channel at Fishful Thinker. We'd really appreciate you checking that out. We put a lot of effort into that. And I want to give a special thanks to Terry Wickstrom and the crew here at AM 1600 Denver for letting me come in. If you guys want to keep listening, up next you're going to have Notre Dame and Toledo for college football. And with that, I'm signing off. This has been Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on ESPN Denver 1600.